You know, when people say you've been in Washington too long, it seems like you as an incumbent could point to buildings and bridges and other things that you've delivered for your state.
Yeah, they hate that.
That they didn't like that.
Huh. Oh, they hate that. Yeah, it's because you have been there so long, you have focused solely on bringing things home to Utah, and we don't want somebody who's going to bring home the bacon. We want somebody who will represent our values. Well, what are your values? Well, I love the Constitution. Okay, so do I, but you've been bringing home bacon, so that means you're part of the problem. The excessive spending is your fault. And then, of course, there's a failure to understand. I had this conversation a lot. Why didn't you kill Obamacare? Well, you know, politics is a team sport, and you need 51 votes. Or you need, in the case of a cloture vote, you need 41 votes, and we have you're a senator. You have power, and you did not use that power. You let Obama pass that plan. And that's because you're part of that Washington apparatus and you're part of that old boys club where everybody gets along. You didn't stand there and fight. If you had really fought, you could have killed Obamacare. And I say, well, the reality is that I couldn't. We had to have 41 votes. We had only 40. And you try to, no, they won't buy that.